Welcome back to React Native Radio Podcast. Brought to you by me. Happy holidays, everyone. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Episode 284, React Native Rewind of 2023.
We have so much content today that I'm just going to skip right to the good parts. Are you okay with that, Robin, Mazen?
Let's good do with it. Me.
Yeah. All right. I'm Jamin. He's Mazen. She's Robin. We're from Infinite Red. Sponsorship. Let's go ahead and do that right here. Hey, everyone. Winter has been extra special for us at Infinite Red because we've been doing something that we're calling winter releases. Three major releases that we're announcing here at the end of the year. A few weeks ago, we announced Ignite 9. We followed that up with Reactotron 3. And now, as our final release, I'm happy to announce docs.infinite.red. This new website brings all of the docs from our popular open source projects under one roof, so you can find them all in one place. We currently have the docs for Ignite, Reactotron, React Native ML Kit, as well as Glugon, our CLI library. And we have big plans to expand that into the coming year. If you want to learn more, just go to docs.infinite.red. Now, on to today's episode. Fastest intro ever, right?
Record time.
Yes. Today we are going to do a React Native Rewind, React Native Radio Rewind, and we're going to talk about all of the episodes. Well, we're not going to talk about all of the episodes. We're going to talk about...
Some episodes?
Yes, some episodes. Thank you, Mazen. We just don't have time to go through everything in this episode, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say the name of an episode, and then I'll call on Mazen, Robin, or myself, and we'll just do some rapid-fire impressions of those episodes. And at the end, we're going to share some statistics from React Native Radio and talk about our goals for 2024. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. We kicked off the year with React Native Radio 254. How can we improve React Native? So that was just Robin and I. Robin, what was your impression of this one? I have a feeling I know what you're going to talk about.
If I remember right, this is the episode where I basically forced you into telling your embarrassing story from London.
Yes. Yes, you did. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I think that's all we need to say about that episode.
Good reminder, Robin. Thank you.
Okay. And then a little while later, we had an episode with Evan Bacon talking about his new Expo router. Mazen, what was your impression of that one?
This was a very good episode. Evan has had a great year. So much content on his Twitter. I've forwarded his tweets to our clients. This was for Expo Router V1, I believe, and it's now
or
on
zero.
V3.
I think it was zero. It was like beta.
Zero. Yeah.
And they released V3.
V3. So that's four releases this year. He's been busy. And for our viewers, a cool fun stat about this episode, this was the most listened episode of 2023.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was a very popular one. Very cool. We then had Meta Responds, how can we improve React Native Part 2? And Robin, what were your impressions of that episode, which came out in late January?
I was just really excited that we got to make it because it meant that Meta had responded and taken seriously like the initial discussion and had taken the time to respond to each thing. So I had a lot of fun making that because it's good to be able to say, yes, your concerns are being heard.
Absolutely. Next one, I really liked Tamagui with Nick Weinert. And he has put a ton of work into Tamagui this year. Yeah. And in fact, they came out with Tamagui Takeout, I think it's called, which is a paid product. It's a great name. And it has all kinds of cool built-in stuff. Sounds like I think I saw a tweet the other day that they've sold something like 500 of the licenses.
Wow.
And it includes all kinds of stuff, authentication flows, and it's Next.js as well as Expo. Really cool stuff. This one's got to be a Mazen response. TypeScript by default, unpacking React Native 0.71.
Yeah, so this is where we kind of made you break down and accept TypeScript strict mode turned on. So I'm
it is true. Yeah.
Excited that that's in. Well, this is React Native. That's when they put it in. But cool thing about this is we started the year off with React Native version 71. 73 was just released recently, and I'm starting to hear some rumblings of 74 getting started. So that's pretty cool. And this was the number 4 most listened episode of the year. So there you go.
Awesome. Next one was, what's the deal with EAS? Robin.
This was such a fun episode. And this, I think, is the first time we mentioned Frank, who is our now infamous expo expert at Infinite Red. We've since actually had him on to speak for himself. But this was a really fun episode. And honestly, our love for EAS has only grown since we basically gave them an advertisement during this episode. We use it every day. We love it. I was just waxing prophetic about how amazing it is just the other day. So we still love EAS.
Next one, we talked about Maestro. Maestro, the absolute solution for mobile UI testing. And I'll take this one. We've continued to use Maestro. It's better than ever. They have actually some exciting stuff coming soon that we got a preview for. Josh met with them yesterday to go over that. And it's really interesting stuff. It was also our number 3 most listened to episode of the year. So check it out. React Native Radio 262 Maestro. Speaking of number 3, number 2 was right after that. And that was React Native Radio 263. Shopify goes React Native. And I was really happy about getting a chance to do this one because Colin Gray, who was our guest, you know, from Shopify, Colin and I go way back. We did open source back in, I think, 2013, something like that, 2014. We did some open source together. We used to do Ruby. So Colin and I have known each other for a very long time. It was really fun to have him on.
He also ended up speaking at Chain React.
Mm-hmm. He did, and he did a fantastic job.
Which brings us to episodes 265 and 266, where we recapped Chain React 2023. Those were super fun to do because we got to bring in Justin and Gant from Infinite Red, who were the brains behind Chain React. It was a huge success last year, and so we're doing it again. Chain React 2024. Mark your calendars. Woo-hoo. July 17th through the 19th, 2024. So we hope to see you there.
Yeah, you should come. You should definitely come. Everybody who listens to this episode should be reserving your tickets when they come out, which is not yet. But mark your calendar.
You'll hear about it when
just
it
book
does.
Your flight.
You'll hear about it from
book
us.
Your flight.
Book your flight now. Yeah. There you go. Then we talked to Kira Mooney from Microsoft about React Native Windows. And that was, I think, me and Mazen. Mazen, what were your impressions of that one?
That was a very good episode. Just getting to hear that Microsoft, a large company, is backing React Native and using it for stuff like Microsoft Office, which a lot of people use on a daily basis. That's big for the community. And again, Kira was a speaker at Chain React, and we got to meet her in person and some other developers from the React Native Windows team.
This next one I'm really excited about as well. We talked to Mark Rossavi, who created React Native Vision Camera. And I've been talking about how React Native Vision Camera is one of the best reasons to use React Native, because there really isn't a correlation to this library in any other technology. There's no native libraries that look like this. There's no Flutter libraries that look like this. React Native Vision Camera is one of the most comprehensive camera libraries, if not the most comprehensive mobile camera libraries that has ever existed. It's fantastic. And he just released his latest version. So we talked to him about that. That was a great conversation. Then we did another episode, and this was actually a new collaboration with the React Native release team, diving into React Native 0.72. We had Lorenzo and Ricardo, Lorenzo from Microsoft and Ricardo from Meta, and Robin and Mazen went through that. Mazen, what were your thoughts?
This was a landmark episode for us, and I'm really excited that we got to do it, and I hope we can do a lot more in the future. It was just nice to hear from them, like the whole release process, how much goes into it, the crazy number of commits in every release, and the amount of work that's being put in by the release team to get every single version up there and going. That was amazing. And this was actually put together pretty much while we were at Chain React. And we just were like, hey, when we all get back at our desks, let's sync up and record an episode. So hopefully we could do a lot more with that in the future.
We had kind of a fun departure a little bit. It was kind of a strange one. We did React Native from a Flutter dev's perspective, Robin, what were your thoughts on that one?
That was a really fun one. There, we like to joke about there being all this animosity between React Native and Flutter, and it's really all just it's all just fun and games. It was really fun to talk to Luke. I learned a lot about the differences between the day to day for between a React Native developer and a Flutter developer. So that was a fun conversation, and that was our number 5 most listened to episode, probably because of Jamin's viral Flutter is better than React Native in all the ways that don't matter blog article, which you should read if you haven't read.
We did an episode about that too last year, I think.
Yeah.
We then started a brand new mini series called Real Life React Native, and we brought in Nick from Network, and he did a great job. That was the first time. I think he gave a talk, like a lightning talk at Chain React.
Yeah.
But then he came in and did a fantastic job on our first RN episode, which actually are some of my favorite to do. They're very quick, rapid fire. We do them, you know, from time to time, talking about real life, shipping actual apps to the App Store with real users. Now, this next episode has been requested a lot. React Native CI and automated deployments. Robin.
This was a fun one to do because it's very... really applicable to just what we do day in and day out. So it was really easy to talk about. I had a lot of fun prepping for it and doing it with Mazin. And I think it landed pretty well with the listeners because it was requested by the listeners. So that was a fun one.
It wasn't Mazin. It was me. But that's okay.
Was it? See, you're just... Yeah.
It's fine.
First you make me tell that embarrassing story, then you forget.
It's okay, Jamin. I still love you.
All right. Okay. Anyway, recapping React Native EU was the next one because Mark Rickert and me and Derek Greenberg went over to Poland. Unfortunately, Derek got COVID. He had to spend the whole conference in his hotel room. I felt so sorry for him. But Mark and I had a fantastic time and gave a talk and, you know, just met with a whole bunch of different people. And that part of Poland is just so beautiful. It was a great time. So we recapped that. As part of that, we also did a crossover episode with the React Native show out of Callstack, and that was another first for the show. So we've done a lot of firsts this year. This was the first crossover episode between podcasts, and it was a lot of fun. Wukash from Callstack is a great host, and it was really fun to collaborate with him on that. Then we had a big announcement, which was, by the way, you foreshadowed this a little bit, Ignite V9 Espresso with Frank Calise. Mazin.
Yeah, I couldn't not foreshadow it. A lot of work went into this. We put a lot of, you know, commits and effort into getting this to where it's at. This was Frank's first episode being on here. You know, we referenced him, talked about him a lot, so we kind of brought him on so everyone could actually hear the expertise that is Frank. And yeah, we really embraced Expo in this one. This was a fun episode.
Frank had one of the most impactful years in open source of that I've ever seen. That guy was a machine in 2023. Then Mazin did a Real Life React Native. So we only have one of us do these Real Life React Native episodes. This one was with Matt Wood from Teamworks. And Mazin, that was special because you knew Matt.
Yeah. Matt's a fellow Durhamite, and Teamworks is actually a Durham-based company. So it was nice to actually, instead of running into him at our local breakfast stops, just kind of meeting on Zoom and recording a podcast. So that was really fun.
Robin, this next one was also a fairly requested episode, securing React Native apps.
Yeah, people have been asking us to do this topic for a while. So it was fun to finally get to do it. We actually had quite a few of you reach out after this one, and we had some really great conversations in our community Slack. But it was really fun to go over all the different ways to keep your app secure, with the caveat, of course, that you have to determine your own risk tolerance. But we laid out all the different options and then had a lot of fun talking to you guys afterwards. So that was a fun one.
Lots of opinions around that one.
Definitely lots of opinions. Mm-hmm.
The next one was about a new system that came out, new JavaScript runtime called Bun. It was called Bun Intended, JavaScript's newest runtime meets React Native. And what's a funny little anecdote about this one was Jared Sumner, the creator of Bun, actually told me that he played that episode for his whole office, the bun developers.
I love that.
And they loved all of our puns.
I love that so much.
So great. And to cap off this recap, we also did the second edition, the 2023 edition of A Day in the Life of a React Native Developer. Mazen, this was your first time doing that. What did you think?
Yeah, no, it was fun because Rob and I kind of got to go back and forth on how our days and weeks look like. So it was nice to kind of compare notes on our typical days. And yeah, it was nice to just see how we both do things differently or even similarly for the most part.
We got good feedback about this one too, which was nice to hear.
Exactly.
So there were many other episodes and they were all, I mean, honestly, you know, it's like, which of your children is your favorite, right? Like this is hard. It was hard to pick some out, but this is all the time we had for that. Let's move on to stats. So we got a few stats from Justin. Our top three platforms. Number one, as always, was Apple. So Apple Podcast is kind of like that's probably where whoever's listening to us is listening right now, but not everybody.
It's the original. I mean, podcasts were originally for the iPod. That's why they're called
podcasts.
That's
true. That's where the name comes from.
It's an Apple thing. So,
yes, that's right. Apple actually inventing something new there. All the Android fans are
careful.
Grumbling. There's also Spotify was number two. And so Spotify, very, very popular. We see a lot of people who tune in that way. And then Overcast. Do either of you use Overcast for podcasting?
I used to use Overcast. I actually switched back to Apple in the last year or two because it works best with my devices. But I have used Overcast in the past. It's nice.
I've never heard of it. This was the first time hearing of it. I'm on the Spotify train.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I use Apple Podcasts. I used to use Podbean, which is all right. But Apple Podcasts has just gotten good enough. You know, they have all the features I need. So the top countries, number one, United States. That's pretty obvious. Number two is the United Kingdom. So we appreciate all of you friends from over the pond tuning in. And then number three, this one surprised me a little bit. It was our friends from Deutschland, our German friends. So
I would have thought like Poland or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally would have thought Poland.
Interesting. Well, hello, Germany.
I guess I started doing some Duolingo recently, and instead of learning Finnish like I did before, I'm starting to brush up on my German, which it's been 20 some years since I studied it for just 2 years. So, but so far it's been pretty fun. Most popular time of the day is like mid afternoon and then later at night. So there's sort of like two spikes where some people 3 p.m. that's when they're listening to it. That's kind of an interesting time.
That is an interesting time. Well, it's just when that 3 p.m.
Is that when we release?
Happens.
So it's like right after it comes out.
Oh, you know what? That's
listen.
A good point, Robin. That's when it lands often. Yeah, we release in the afternoons a lot.
Yeah.
That's a good point. And then later at night makes sense where people are sort of winding down and they're just listening to something while they're doing chores or something.
It's nice of you to think of it that way. I was thinking of it. They listen to us to fall asleep. But that works too.
Oh, yeah. Well, that could be too. Hey, a listen's a listen, right? As long as you get that sponsor in Infinite Red, right?
Exactly.
But even so, we did have a lot of really well performing episodes. They were in that like 4,000 or 5,000 listen range or unique listeners range, which is a tremendous number of people. I'm always so shocked that so many people want to listen to us. Our worst performing episodes were actually the recap episodes. So like React Native EU, Chain React. Why do you think that is?
I bet it's just because if you didn't attend the conferences, it's less
exciting.
Yeah, you're less inclined to want to listen to. I don't know.
Yeah,
who knows?
That makes sense. But even the lowest ones were still like 2,000, 2,500. I mean, that's like a giant sized like conference.
Don't remind me how many people. <'Cause>...
All right, let's look forward to 2024. I think that we introduced a few shorter mini series like Real Life React Native and this new one that is starting in 2024. A little bit of a sneak peek. React Native Radio Explains, which I'm excited about. So I think that we're going to be doing more of those. They're going to be shorter episodes, a little more like on the nose, punchy, like bang, bang. We're going to get the information out there a little bit. And then also, I'm excited to do more collaborations.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah, I would love to chat more with the release team, expo team, just, you know, people that are making kind of the impact on the core contributions. That would be awesome.
What are you looking forward to, Robin?
I'm just looking forward to meeting more of the listeners, because like every time we release an episode, I have people reaching out on Twitter or on Slack, and I love getting little glimpses into the community. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
And I hear you're on Threads these days.
I am on Threads. Find me on Threads. I'll put my handle in the show notes. But
show notes, yeah.
I'm trying to help cultivate the React Native community over there. So.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, final words of 2023. Mazen, what do you got?
This was a fun year for me. I think this was my first full year. Is that true?
Is that real?
That can't be right.
I feel like you've been here for
ages. No, because you started in 2021, I think.
I think you're right. Yeah. Look at me. I don't even know my dates anymore. Anyways.
Second full year. There you go.
Second full year. There you go. I think that kind of...
Muzzin's already in vacation mode.
Yeah, right? Christmas holiday. I'm out. I think I felt a lot more comfortable. At first, I used to get really nervous before, psych myself up before every episode. Now I just feel more comfortable sitting here chatting with you all up until you mention how many people listen to us. Probably going to change for 2024, but we'll see.
How about you, Robin? Final words for 2023?
I'm just so grateful for this podcast and the listeners who are all so kind, and you always have nice things to say. And I've grown so much personally and professionally from getting to do this every week. So I just want to say thank you and keep listening.
And for me, I would like to thank both of you, Mazen and Robin, for joining me this whole year and previously. I could not ask for better co-hosts. You two are just absolutely amazing in every way. So it's the best. Yes, people can't see, but they're doing little heart things, and that makes the Mac OS like hearts fly up. It's awesome. Also, thank you to our editors in a very real way. They put in so much time, more than we do, honestly, because we're putting in like time to prep and time to actually record. For every minute that we record, they're spending so many minutes editing and making sure that this sounds as good as it is. Honestly, the first recording, we don't sound as smart as the end record, the end result. It's all because of the editors. So thank you, Todd. Thank you, Jed, so much for that. And the rest of the crew, Derek, for getting everybody lined up. But the biggest thank you has to go to you listening to us on your podcast, whatever it is, Apple Podcasts, whatever, Spotify. Really, it's this whole thing only happens because of you. And I mean that in the most sincere way possible. If nobody was listening to us, we wouldn't be able to justify getting together and doing this every week, which we love doing. I want to hear from you. Please do tweet at us at ReactNativeRDIO or send us an email, rnradio@infinite.red. We do get some feedback. We don't get enough, I don't think. And we'd love to hear good and bad, whatever, you know, like tell us what we're doing well. Tell us what you'd like to see. We take it very seriously. We talk about it. Thank you so much, everybody.
Okay.
Happy holidays, and we will see you all next year.
Bye.
As always, thanks to our production team with editor Todd Wirth, our assistant editor and episode release coordinator, yours truly, Jed Bartoski, our director of marketing, Justin Husky, and our guest coordinator, Derek Greenberg. Our producer and host is Jamin Holmgren, and executive producers and hosts are Robin Hines and Mazen Chami. Thanks to our sponsor, Infinite Red. Check us out at infinite.red/ReactNative. A special thanks to all of you listening today. Make sure to subscribe to React Native Radio wherever you get your podcasts.